You're on 761-3330 for another week of Film Listed Fun.
Universal Pictures presents 16 Candles.
She drives me crazy.
Meet Ted, the school geek, and Jake Ryan.
Jake Ryan.
Together, they're going to help screw up Samantha Baker's 16th birthday.
You gave me a birth control pill? You have an idea what that'll do a guy my age?
She's flipped over Jake, but Ted won't leave her alone. And Jake doesn't know she's alive.
He asked me about you.
Did not.
16 Candles. It's the time of your life that may last a lifetime. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. 16 Candles is now playing at select theaters. Check newspaper for showtimes.
Forever, but thank goodness for the movie line right here at 761-3330 to pass your time away. I am Paul Mack for the week of May 20th through the 24th, 1984. Want to thank you all for calling, and gee, we've got a great show for you this week. We've got an interview with Miss Susan Blackstone, star of Stone Boy, a new motion picture with Robert Duvall, a special peek at Star Trek 3 and more coming up.
Right back after this message.
Budweiser commercial featuring the crew cut.
Where there's life, there's fun. At a concert or a show, in your own backyard, wherever you go. Budweiser beer is for folks to know where there's life.
On the line, we've got Miss Susan Blackstone. And Susan, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine today, Paul. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Susan? Did I wake you? No.
Yeah.
Susan, we're here to talk about your this picture that you were in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Stone Boy, and it's
right
now playing in at least two theaters. And no.
It's getting wider release now.
Huh?
It's getting wider release now.
Oh, like we're talking CinemaScope or?
We're talking just in a few more theaters.
Good. I'm glad to hear that we're talking. Well, can you tell us a little bit about the film and the character you played in the film?
Okay, well, it's the Stone Boy, and it's about a farm family, and it's people in Montana. They don't really show emotions, they're really stoic, and the problem is, the conflict in the story is the youngest brother accidentally shoots and kills the oldest brother in a hunting accident, and the rest of the story just kind of goes around the family's feelings towards the little boy and towards the death itself.
Right.
And I play the youngest daughter.
You play the youngest daughter. What's
well,
her?
Well, the middle daughter.
Oh, the middle daughter. What's her name?
Nora.
Nora.
Nora Hillerman.
But your name is Susan
Blackstone. Right.
And Susan, I mean, is a so. Did you have so? Robert Duvall was built under you, right?
What? Right. I was like before the title.
So this is your latest picture, and you're working on another picture, right?
Right. I just finished The Wildlife.
The what?
The Wild.
No. Are you serious?
Wildlife.
What's that?
It's a film. It's by the same people that did Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Really?
Starring Christopher Penn and Leah Thompson.
That's great.
Yeah.
So what'd you do in that?
It was a lot of fun. I just played a high school freshman nerd.
Oh, well, hey, I get those kind of parts all the time.
Hey, all right.
Or at least I wish. So anyway, Susan, that was filmed in Montana, wasn't it?
Yes, it was Great Falls, Montana.
So how long did that consist in shooting that?
I was up there 3 weeks, and they filmed one more week, so actually the whole film was done in 4 weeks.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, I'm glad, happy for you, and I hope the film does well for you. And I just might mention that Susan was also in my film, The Visitant. I know a lot of you have heard me speak about it here on the line.
Uh-huh.
And Susan, that was your almost first project, wasn't it?
Right, Paul. Thank you very much for giving me that break.
Well, Susan, anytime. I like to make people into stars, you know?
Right.
Anyway, Susan, it's been great chatting with you, and thanks a lot. And I hope to look for Susan Blackstone in Stone Boy, now playing in a few theaters. Now opening up wider, as Susan said, into CinemaScope, and you can see that, and she plays Nora. Thanks for chatting with us, Susan.
Okay, Paul.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's right, look for Susan Blackstone in The Stone Boy, now currently playing in Westwood at the UA Coronet Theater, and the show times for that would be 1 o'clock, 4:30, and 8 o'clock p.m., and it's also playing with Alphabet City, so go check that out. Number for information in the 213 area code is 475-9441.
Hi, this is Ray from North Hollywood calling in about Free Ride, another surf movie. It's a great movie, usually, I just came out of the water. Like all the other surf movies, it's action-packed, and if you like surfing, you'll enjoy this one too. So I advise you to go take a look at it and have fun. Thanks a lot.
Hi there, this is Frank.
And this is Carl.
And we're leaving our movie comments for the week. Romancing the Stone. What do you think about Romancing the Stone, eh, Carl?
Well, I'll tell you, Frank, it was very interesting. It was a little bit too pornographic for me, thanks. It was fine up until that beat scene with the rat, but, well,
Carl, you're thinking about Gable the Fox down the... Romancing the Stone. Remember the Emerald?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Gable and the...
Okay. Yeah, you know,
the one that was playing with Catholic high school girls.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, well, it was interesting. There wasn't a rat in Romancing the Stone, but actually it wasn't very pornographic at all. I did get to see flatten out breasts for 1 second, but, well, that was interesting in itself. What did you think about that, Carl?
Okay, Frank, well, I'll tell you. It was a real action-packed film. I enjoyed the scenes where the woman was taking advantage of the situation and really going for it.
Wait, Dave. That was John the Wad meets the Torrential, wasn't it? You're confused.
Oh, you're right. I guess I've never seen the film, so
I've never seen it either. So this is Carl.
This is Frank.
Saying good night.
Thank you.
Hey, Paul, this is Dale from Burbank. I know you haven't heard from me for a while, but guess what? I finally went and saw a movie. Yes, I went to a drive-in, and I saw Greystoke and Iceman. Two very entertaining movies, very well done. Greystoke is a great reprieve from the Bo Derek version of Tarzan. In fact, in this movie, they don't mention the name Tarzan once. Very well done, a very personal viewpoint from the ape-man side of the whole thing. Covering from his birth as a lord in London to his family's shipwreck in Africa and his being discovered by the apes and raised, his development in the jungle and then being discovered again by civilized man and brought back to civilization and how he copes, his eventual return to the jungle. A lot of beautiful scenery and photography in it. I enjoyed it a lot, even seeing it at a drive-in. Anyway, this is my somewhat inadequate attempt at some input for your movie line. Still going strong. Talk to you later.
Bye. Hi. Paul, this is Jane Doe from Calabasas.
Oh, my
God. Never called your line before. I was real bored.
Huh?
I said to call another tape on. Great. I don't know what kind of comments people leave on your line.
Just
I
like
guess
that.
One's regarding movies.
Yeah.
I really haven't seen too many movies lately, but I just saw Romancing the Stone, and it was great. And I just saw 16 Candles, and it was quite a disappointment.
Wonderful, huh?
I'll call back when you have a tape on. That way I can see what kind of input people leave,
for
and
sure.
Then I'll know what kind of messages I should be leaving. Okay? Bye-bye.
Oh, my God. Well, thanks, Jane Doe. I mean, that's, like, really neat.
Oh, right, the tone. Okay, I get to talk rather than listen tonight. Two movies out recently about the noble savage. We had The Iceman, and we had Greystoke, or Gaystroke, which you can do what you want with that. Anyway, I thought Greystoke was very good, a little bit heavy-handed with killing the father and all that kind of stuff. Oh, gave it away, sorry. Iceman was really well put together, but I thought that the way they handled the Iceman was stupid. Ultimately, the Iceman was no more than an animal. He was stuck in his belief system and refused to shift out of it, refused to move. Whereas one of the nice things about Tarzan is even though he was raised from infancy in a jungle, when the opportunity came or when life changed, he changed with it. And I think that's a lesson, rather than being stuck in our beliefs that helicopters are gods and all that. I thought it was condescending to make him stick there and not encourage him to move forward. That's all.
Well, hello, Paul and Movie Line callers. This is Nino Telefun. Believe it or not, I actually have a movie review this week, and I'm not even going to plug Telefun at 818-882-9524. Trying to raise a baby, a wife, and various assorted rodents, I don't get out to movies too much anymore, but I was able to slip away this Thursday to see Stephen King's Firestarter. Now, to those of you that like the honey-dripping romantic flicks or knee-slapping comedy, probably won't enjoy this movie, but for you fans of Carrie and Poltergeist and other films of this genre, you're certainly in for a treat. Firestarter is extremely fun and exciting, about a young girl who is the offspring of two scientific guinea pigs for a mind drug experiment. Although the father in the story possesses a keen power of mental manipulation, his daughter, portrayed by E.T.'s Drew Barrymore, has advanced her abilities to a dangerous extreme. With only a simple glance, she can ignite even the most fireproof of objects, everything from wood chips to obnoxious government agents. Now, I know a lot of you, like myself, who enjoy this sort of special effects horror fantasy film get a little antsy having to sit through the first 45 minutes of plot development with no action. Firestarter, however, is an exception. This movie jumps right into the action and gives you small doses of explanation via flashbacks. So get your popcorn before the opening credits. I was also surprised by the strong supporting cast, which included Martin Sheen as the top government bad guy, and David Keith was loving and believable as the telekinetic father, and George C. Scott portrayed one of the best villains I've seen since James Remar in 48 Hours. Firestarter is as good as Cujo was bad, and almost as tense as The Shining. And Firestarter is a Dino De Laurentiis production, directed by Mark L. Lester. And I would suggest, as I would with any movie, seeing it at the Plitt Theater in Century City, probably the most comfortable theater in Los Angeles. Carrie was as exciting as a roller coaster ride, but I thought Firestarter was sort of like Colossus. On the Paul Mack scale of A to Z, I'd give it an H for hot.
Wonderful.
This is Nino Telefun. Thank you, bye.
Thank you, Nino. And I want to tell you, Mr. Fun, I want to agree with you 100% there. I just want to say that Nino spoke for myself, and that's exactly how I feel about the film. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and as a matter of fact, the only things I can throw in there that might have been a disappointment would be the musical score, which wasn't so hot, and the cinematography, which wasn't so great, and the directing by Mr. Mark L. Lester, who did some bombs such as The Class of 1984. We won't go into that, but I think his brother, I don't know if it's his brother, but I heard a rumor it was Richard Lester, who did, Superman 2. He just did a film called Finders Keepers, and I just saw that, gang, and believe me, you don't want to waste your time seeing the most... This is the worst film I've ever seen. As far as comedies go, this is awful. I mean, I expected something, but it's bad. Don't see Finders Keepers, but see Firestarter.
Charlie McGee is an innocent child with an incredible power.
Do something bad. Please still love me.
She can set things on fire with just a glance. Charlie McGee is the Firestarter. There are those who would control her or destroy her. Would she have the power to survive? Firestarter from Universal Pictures. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. Now at select theaters. Check newspapers for locations and showtimes.
Yeah, I went and saw Firestarter. And it's just another glorified, one of those movies that are just like horror movies. But it's not really horror. It's just, another one of those movies trying to make some money. It's not too bad, but I don't know, I kind of found it boring. Anyway, see it anyway. Waste your time. Who cares? Bye.
Permission to come aboard, sir.
Why, it's Mr. Spock.
Mr. Spock.
Log Mr. Spock's Starfleet Commission reactivated. Effective immediately.
Well, so help me, I'm actually pleased to see you.
It's how we all feel, Mr. Spock.
I am in control of my emotions. Control of my emotions.
Mr. Spock. Welcome aboard.
For the first time in my life, I was happy.
With us as we bring you a special sneak preview of Star Trek III, coming up shortly.
Hi, Paul. Hi, guys. This is Dave K. Glendale, Stardate 8405.18, timeout 1615. Tuesday, my friend and I saw Police Academy and Vacation over at the Culver in Culver City. And about Police Academy, my friend and I were just busting up. We thought it was great. The black dude with the noises is really hot. I can't think of his name. It's Winslow something or something Winslow. I can't remember exactly, but he is great. I first saw him in an episode of The White Shadow, and he was excellent in that. He's going to make it big. And for any mashers out there, now we know why Rizzo, a.k.a. G.W. Bailey, never made it past sergeant to lieutenant. He doesn't make too good a lieutenant, does he, gang? He makes a better sergeant. All in all, I'll give it about a 10. Vacation. Glendale, California, moves to Chicago, Illinois. Film at 11. Come on, guys, give me a break. The car lot that he gets the infamous station wagon from is Jack Ellis Chrysler on Brant Boulevard in Glendale, California, not Chicago, Illinois. This is not an ad, so don't worry about it. I mean, give us a break. And then Wally World, a.k.a. Magic Mountain. Forget it. Anything like that, it just bugs me. I don't like it. And I won't go into the storyline of the characters. It just takes too much time. All in all, I'll give it about a 4. Anywho, that's about it for my movies. Looking forward to seeing you, Paul, at Farrell's Monday night. Heard a lot about you, but I still want to meet you anyway. Anywho, that's about all for now.
Hi, this is Eddie from Van Nuys. I know it's a little early, but I saw Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom was a very good movie. It had a lot of action in it. Harrison Ford has a really good part in this movie. It's a lot more action-full than Raiders of the Lost Ark. It's going to be as popular, if not more. I thought it was really, really good. Scenery was a little bit better in this movie than I thought, but with the snakes in the last Raiders of the Lost Ark, I don't know, that was a big, that was hard to make that kind of scene, getting all those snakes, but this one has equal amount, if not more. It's full of traps, just like the Raiders of the Lost Ark was. A lot of action, a little more funnier than Raiders was, and I would personally, overall, probably give it about more than a 9.5, a little bit more, not quite a 10, because it does have its boring parts, but not too many of them, not as many as Raiders of the Lost Ark did. I recommend that you do go see it, and I've seen it 8 times already for a private showing that I've seen. And I think you should go see it. This has been a comment from Eddie Van Nuys. Thanks a lot.
Freaky Fall. 993-3466. Input. 993-3511. Indy 818. Area code.
I wasted my time dialing 7 entire numbers.
And now, a special sneak peek at Star Trek III.
Bring up bird of prey. She's arming torpedoes. Fire, Mr. Scott.
Good shooting, Mr. Scott.
Precautionary, Mr. Chekhov. Shields up.
Aye, sir.
Emergency power! Ghostbusters! Sir, the shield's
non-responsive. Scotty, your emission system's overloaded. I didn't expect to take us into combat, you know.
Fire! Oh! Emergency power. Prepare to return fire. Scott, can you transfer power to the data bank?
I don't think so, sir.
What happened?
They've knocked out the automation center. I've got no control over anything.
Mr. Sulu. Nothing, sir.
So, we're a sitting duck.
Well, that was our special sneak preview of Star Trek III, The Search for Spock, which opens up in theaters everywhere on June 1st, 1984. So don't forget to check for that one. I know you'll all be anxious to find out what is going down with Mr. Spock. And, oh, wow, I think he's gone from the picture because he's directing it, isn't he? Well, who knows? We'll find out. And don't forget, the long-awaited, anticipated opening of Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom comes out this May 23rd. That's right, Wednesday, gang. That's a week from Wednesday. So everybody go check it out. And next week on the Movie Line, we've got a special presentation. It's our Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom tape featuring Dave from Burbank and myself live on Hollywood Boulevard covering the event with all the strange people that have waited in line. And I even hear rumors that strange people like Baba are supposed to be in line, and other well-known fanatics like the Galactic Hitchhiker. Well, we'll find out and see if they're really going to be there and talk to them, and you'll hear them next week on our special program. I want to thank you all for calling once again, and don't forget to leave your input every Friday and Saturday right here at 761-3330. And just a reminder, I'm going to be at Farrell's on May 21st, and in case it's too late, well, sorry you missed it, or if you did make it, well, I'm glad to have met you. And that's a special celebration for Mr. Dan Dualphase, Dan Ross. And it's going to be at Farrell's on Van Nuys Boulevard in Van Nuys. And it's going to be around 8 p.m. I'll just be probably somewhere in there. You can look around for us. I'm sure you'll find us. We'll be the strange-looking gathering. And that's in memory of Dan. And it's going to be at Farrell's in Van Nuys Boulevard on Van Nuys. And something like that, yeah. And that's going to be around 8 p.m. And that's just to let you all know that it's official now, okay? And other than that, there's some other numbers you can call in the 818 area code for 24-hour recorded telephone entertainment. And that would begin with feedback at 765-6000 or from the West Valley at 983-0000. That's 983-0000. Or you can call DBS at 506-0069 or from the West Valley at 984-0069. You can also call Observatory at 702-0429 in the 818 area code located in the West Valley. That's going to do it this week for Paul Mack Presents. Thanks for calling. This tape now repeats.
Tape will repeat momentarily.